Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Freshly back from the stadium, free day on a Thursday. I'll see you there tomorrow for Friday as well. Keith McPherson on The Fan. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. And I told you I wasn't sweating that loss last night. I tipped my cap last night to the Guardians, Luis L. Ortiz. And what I expected to happen tonight happened. Max Fried is Max Fried and saved by the bell. What the bell, what the belly, and all that smooth jazz. Yeah, Tim Hill holding it down. My boy Low back. It's good to see the Yankees go out there and win the ALCS rematch, right? All the hype around the World Series rematch. That's a good team, the Guardians. That's a good club right there. We could end up seeing them in the postseason, and the Yankees went out there and handled business after being shut out last night, after being shut out for what felt like, you know, as this game started, was 12 innings. I'm sitting in my seat. Shout out to my boy Zach. I'm sitting in the seat in the fourth inning, and I'm like, yo, after Belly makes that catch and we're in the fourth inning, I'm like, if they don't score in the bottom of the fourth, we're out of these seats. These seats are bad luck. We got to move. Shout out to WFAN for providing great seats. But I'm superstitious. I've sat in so many seats and sections in there. If we're not scoring, I'm not sitting there. And then what happens next? Judge breaks up the no-no. And then a belly bomb. 888-808-1019. So, you know, going into the game today, Dominguez is back. Yay. Embrace the Martian. Embrace the Martian. I just didn't want that kid to hit the IL. You know, he's been solid. He's been having a good year. You have Weaver go down. You didn't want to see both of them go down, and then, you know, Goldie is able to get some rest, so young Ben Rice gets to play first base, and DJ, too. DJ gets to, you know, take a seat and have a day off. Those guys are 36 and 37 years old. Scheduled rest is needed. It's a long marathon. And, you know, going into this game, the first inning, Max Fried, his pitch count got up there. And you kind of get worried. Anybody would if your starting pitcher has almost 30 pitches in the first inning. I mean, he almost struck out the side to start, but that pesky J-Ram, Jose Ramirez, he does not stop hitting. I just look at him, and I'm like, why did you do this to your career? Why did you decide you wanted to be a Cleveland Indian Guardian, Progressive Field, Ohio forever? Like, when is his contract up? Like, he should reconsider with all the money that people are making and how good he is. Like, why would you want to stay there? You're not going to win anything there. Anyways, it is what it is. You know, this Slade Ciccione, I knew last night when I was talking about it. I tipped my cap to Luis L. Ortiz, but I'm like, this guy's not about to come in here and shove against the Yankees. And he was doing all right for a little while, but then the Yankees broke through and the fans were ready because, like I said, that scoreless innings streak was going. And Max Fried, I think I wrote in my notes, Max Fried was at 73 pitches when Slade Ciccione was at 37 pitches. But whatever. 888-808-1019. You know, Fried is a master at work. I think he retired like 11 straight until he gave up a walk. He's the stopper. I think I heard Dave Sims say that he's 7-0 after a Yankees loss. Great. You love to see it. You love to have an ace like that. Because also the narrative last night was, okay, how does Max Fried bounce back from what we saw against the Dodgers? You know, these are two teams that the Yankees faced last year without him. And, you know, I had the thought driving away from Yankee Stadium how solid the team is with guys like Max Fried, like Cody Bellinger that we did not have last year. You know, we'll play some audio from both of them when we come back. But I think this team is better this year. I know there's people that are going to tell you, no, they're not better until we see whether they can get back to the World Series or not. Well, you know, it's hard to get to the World Series. We don't know how that's going to shake out. But I tip my cap to Cashman, adding guys like this that you can count on. And then, you know, Jazz coming back, an immediate impact in this series, picking up, you know, better than he left off. Three hits in a row, had a stolen base, run batted in, and I think he had five hits in the series, making his presence felt. Austin Wells gets a knock. Peraza should have had three hits. That was a robbery. That first one, he smoked. Still an out, but he ends up with two hits. So just a good night at the ballpark. It was hot as hell. It was a sauna out there. I was out there early today. We were working on a little project, and I'm like, it's about to hit 90. I cannot wait to go home. I mean, I can't wait to host this show tonight because there's so much to talk about, but I can't wait to go home and shower. That, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you were out there all day, that shower, some of you are driving home right now from the stadium, do not get in the bed. I don't know what type of time you're on, but do not get in the bed after being out there in Yankee Stadium, sweating in the sun. Rinse off, and rinse off good. I cannot wait to go home and have my shower at 2:30 in the morning and just fall into the bed, pass out, wake up tomorrow, and then the time will go right by, and we're back at the stadium for the Boston Red Sox. 888-808-1019. On my screen in here is not the NBA Finals. We'll talk about it at some point. On my screen is a game that I was listening to at Yankee Stadium. I was listening to Mets Radio 880, and then they cut the Mets on in the bodega. And, yeah, the Mets blew a 4-0 lead to the Los Angeles Dodgers, and I know they worked the split, but it probably feels like a loss. I'm not a Met fan. I don't know how you guys feel, but that's super disappointing, especially when Pete Alonso comes out, paid Pete, who I was talking about last night, talking about this guy getting his money and talking about how this guy saw David Wright out there, and he's like, oh, I'm chasing your record down tonight. I mean, he is one away, I believe. You know, Pete Alonso comes out, and he hits that home run, and last night he also said, you know, about putting the game behind him because they were looking to take this series on the road and they had it in hand. You hear that Francisco Lindor has a broken right pinky toe. He wasn't in the lineup today and he was going to try and play through it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But he's day-to-day, so he wasn't in the lineup today. But, it's, okay, you get home runs from Pete Alonso, Brandon Nimmo, Starlin Marte, and you have an opportunity to take this road series, but you leave runners on in scoring position, a couple mistakes in the infield, and ultimately you leave with the split and you leave with the series, the season series. All right, you got that last night where if the Mets and the Dodgers face off in the postseason, the Mets will have home field advantage, and we expect that to happen. You know, we expect them to cross paths again, but it would have been nice, right? It would have been nice to win this one. It definitely feels like a loss when it's Michael Conforto with two outs doing it to you. Former Met, who, you know, I was taking calls about why the Dodgers even waste their time with Michael Conforto, right? The Dodgers don't waste their time with anyone, really. Why is Conforto even in the lineup batting 167? Well, he came through today, and, I mean, David Peterson owned Shohei Ohtani. He goes 7 innings, 7 hits, gives up 3 runs, 6 strikeouts. That last strikeout of Ohtani was awesome. He was fired up, but ultimately, yeah, you lose this one, and it doesn't feel great. But at least you have the Rockies to get right against, and you got to kind of just move on and say, okay, we worked the split. We didn't beat the Dodgers in this series, but we beat them in New York, and we took the season series from them, and we'll see them now. Sometime, hopefully, in October. So we'll start with the Yankees. We'll start with the Mets. But the NBA Finals are on. And it's getting close here at the end. But no, it's not. It's like, I'm not watching. I'm watching the score. I'm watching the Mets encore. Now I guess I can turn to the NBA Finals. I think it's Thunder in 5. I think they'll let the Pacers get one game to extend the series in Indy. But like, I don't see OKC losing this. The Pacers are down 6 here with 2 minutes. Anything could happen. But let's see. I'll keep an eye on that. We'll start with the baseball. Aaron Rodgers is the song that doesn't end. Daniel Jones. Ooh. All right. I might have spoke too soon. This is giving me some flashbacks of game one with the Pacers and the Knicks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.